The following is a story from Irish mythology called How Cú Chulainn Was Begotten. It is taken from the Irish epic Tán Bó Cúaillí, and this is the translation by Thomas Kinsella. How Cú Chulainn Was Begotten. Cunnamhar and the nobles of Ulster were at Eáin. A flock of birds came to Eáin Plain and ate all the plants and grasses out of the ground, and the very roots. The men of Ulster grew angry seeing their land ruined, and got 9 chariots ready the same day to chase them away. They were practiced hunters of birds. Cunnamhar mounted the chariot with his sister, the woman Dechtain. She drove the chariot for her brother. The Ulster warriors Conall and Leary and the others came in their chariots, and Brick grew with them. The birds flew at will before them across Slieve Fuath, and across Eadmon and Breg Plain. There were no dikes or fences or stone walls in Ireland at that time, only the open plain. Pleasant and lovely was the flight of the birds and their song. There were 9 scores of birds with a silver chain between each couple. Each score went in its own flight, 9 flights altogether, and 2 birds out in front of each flight with a yoke of silver between them. Toward nightfall, 3 birds separated out from the rest. The men of Ulster pressed on until they reached Brugg on the Bowen River, and night overtook them there. It snowed heavily upon them, and Cunnamhar told his people to unyoke their chariots and start looking for a shelter. Cunall and Brickrew searched about and found a solitary house newly built. They went up to it and found a couple there and were made welcome. But when they returned to their people, Brickrew said it was useless to go there unless they brought their own food and set a table themselves, that even so it would be meagre enough. Nevertheless, they went there with all their chariots and crowded with difficulty into the house. Soon they found the door of the storeroom, and by their usual mealtime the men of Ulster were drunk with their welcome and in good humour. Later, the man of the house told them his wife was in her bird pangs in the storeroom. Dechtain went in to her and helped her to bear a son. At the same time, a mare at the door of the house gave birth to 2 foals. The Ulster men took charge of the baby boy and gave him the foals as a present, and Dechtain nursed him. When morning came, there was nothing to be seen eastward of the Brugg. No house, no birds, only their own horses, the baby, and the foals. They went back to Eáin and reared the baby until he was a boy. He caught an illness then and died, and they made a lamentation for him. And Dechtain's grief was great at the loss of her foster son. She came home from lamenting him and grew thirsty and asked for a drink, and the drink was brought in a cup. She set it to her lips to drink from it, and a tiny creature slipped into her mouth with the liquid. As she took the cup from her lips, she swallowed the creature and it vanished. She slept that night and dreamed that a man came towards her and spoke to her, saying she would bear a child by him, that it was he who had brought her to the Brugg to sleep with her there, that the boy she had reared was his, that he was again planted in her womb and was to be called Setanta, that he himself was Lú Mac Eitneán, and that the foals should be reared with the boy. The woman grew heavy with child, and the people of Ulster made much of not knowing its father, saying it might have been Cunnamhar himself in his drunkenness. That night she had stayed with him at the Brugg. Then Cunnamhar gave his sister in marriage to Suildam Mac Roach. She was ashamed to go pregnant to bed with her husband, and got sick when she reached the bedstead. The living thing spilled away in the sickness, and so she was made virgin and whole and went to her husband. She grew pregnant again and bore a son, and called him Setanta. The men of Ulster were assembled in Eáin Mácha when her son was born, and they began arguing over which of them should rear the boy. They went to Cunnamhar for a decision. "You should take the boy," Cunnamhar said to his sister Finnam. Finnam looked at the boy. "My heart is full of love for him already," she said, "as though he were my own Conall Cearnach." "It is only a little different for you," Brickrew said. "One your own son and the other your sister's son. Take the boy, Cunnivar said to his sister. I should rear him, Shenka said, and not Finn him. I am strong and skillful. I am noble and nimble in combat. I am sage, knowing and careful. I have precedence over others in speaking with the king. I advise him before he speaks. I am judge of all combats before battle proud Cunnivar. I settle all judgments in Ulster and offend no one. No one but Cunnivar can equal me as a foster father. No, let me rear him, Bláibreaga, a landed man, said. He will be safe from harm and neglect with me. I could take all the men of Ireland in my house and feed them for a week or 10 days. In their rashness and wrath, I sustain them. In times of insult and trials of honour, I support them. But let my just claim be settled as Cunnivar desires. Have you no respect? Fergus said. His well-being is my concern. I will rear him. I am strong and skillful, and a king's messenger. No one can match me for rank or riches. I am sharp in courage and the craft of arms. My honour is my constant care. I was made to mind foster sons. I shelter the miserable, scourge the strong, watch over the weak. Listen to me, Amargan said, and don't turn away. I am worthy to bring up a king. I am renowned for every quality, for my deeds and wisdom and wealth, for eloquence and openness of mind, for the splendour and courage of my family. If I were not already a prince, I would be worthy as poet of the royal favour. I can kill any chariot fighter. I look for no one's thanks but Cunnivar's. I am bound to no one but the king. There is nothing to gain from this, Cunnivar said. Let Finnam have the boy until we reach Erwan, and the judge Moran can decide. They set out for Erwan, the boy with Finnam. When they reached Erwan, Moran gave judgment and said, he should be given to Cunnivar, for he is Finnam's kin. Senka can teach him eloquence and oratory. Bláibreaga can provide for him. Fergus can take him on his knee. Amargan can be his teacher, with Conall Cearnach as foster brother. The teats of a mother Finnam can supply. In this manner, he will be formed by all. Chariot fighter, prince, and sage. He will be cherished by many, this boy, and he will settle your trials of honour and win your fort fights and all your battles. That is what was done. He was given to Amargan and Finnam and reared at Imrith Fort on Mohimna Plain.